Welcome to the best 5-minute wine podcast. From the seed to the glass, wine has a past. Your host, Boris Kelly, looks for adventure at wineries around the globe. After all, grape minds think alike. Let's start the adventure. Here's your host, Boris
Kelly. Hello again. Welcome to another episode. And in this episode, we speak with the founder of Sparklist, a sparkling wine club. We find out about sparkling wine and why we should care about it. But first, let's get to know the owner and creator.
Hi, this is Leven de Gaint, the owner and chief tasting officer of Sparklist, a sparkling wine club. Myself, I'm originally from Belgium. I was born in Belgium. So I do speak French when I travel, which helps. And one of the reasons why I champion small farmers and small producers is not only for the quality, but my wife is from Northwest Iowa, and she's the sixth generation of a farming family. So I literally married the farmer's daughter. And so taking care of the farms, the soil, and what life is like for farmers is something that I'm much more familiar with now. And it has me kind of helping try to look out for and champion small farmers everywhere. I was still a young child when I came to America. I lived in Minnesota for a number of years growing up, and then went back to Belgium, and then back to the States, Minnesota again for a year or two, and then here to Washington, D.C.
How did you meet your wife?
So my wife was in Washington, D.C., interning for her senator in Iowa. And I had at the time, I still had my last bar. And one of my employees was having a holiday party in January, because if you work in the service industry, you have your holiday parties in January.
Right.
And her friend that she was staying with, she'd only been in Washington, D.C. for 3 days, happened to know one of my employees at the bar and came to the party, and that's how I met her.
And?
So here's my wife is from Northwest Iowa. Her mom is, you know, a farmer in Northwest Iowa. The fun, interesting, unique thing is having to tell your mom, oh, I met someone. Great. What's he like? Well, he owns a bar and he's 16 years older than me. just what every mom wants to hear.
So that was a bit of a curveball.
Yes, but my mother-in-law is awesome, and of course everything worked out. We've been together for 15 years now and married for 9 of that, so all is good. But yeah, in the start, I always like to think about how any mom would feel hearing who their daughter met, and that being one, a bar owner, and two, well older than they are.
So who asked who out first after the night at the bar?
Neither. So we met at this party, and she always likes to tell the story. I was getting ready to leave, and she saw me pull my phone out of my pocket. She figured I was going to ask for her phone number. And another guy that had spoken to her at the party kind of got right in front of me and asked her for her phone number. And I didn't want to look like I'm standing in line waiting for a number. So I just kind of walked around him and I said, hey, it was nice to meet you. And I left. But I knew who she came with. So I reached out to them a day later and said, hey, can you put me in touch with the girl that you brought to the party? Because yeah. The other guy, what he got was the wrong number.
Did she really literally give him
yes.
the wrong number? Oh,
yes.
Oh, that's funny. So before we go too far, let's get the web address so that everybody can check it out while they're listening to the interview.
Sparklist.com. And it's sparkle with a hyphen and then IST. But if you forget the hyphen, it'll still work. So it's just sparkleist.com.
Okay. Scrolling down to, halfway through the website, I see a picture of you sitting on the couch. Tell everybody what's happening there.
Yeah, that's the Sparklist team. That'd be me, myself, my wife, Rachel, and the most important member, my dog, Piper.
Piper, a male or female?
Oh, she's a boxer. Yeah, she's a big big part of my life, big part of the business. And she shows up in a lot of photos on Instagram as well.
Oh, okay. So Piper, who painted the nails?
We'll both do that at different times. She's a very relaxed dog.
you can paint her. That's funny. That's one of the first things that I noticed is like, are her nails are pink? That's funny. So she knows when you get out the paint, okay, it's nail painting time.
Yeah, she's a very unique dog in that she's just very, very, very chill. And for anybody who might hear this and think polish, there is a couple companies. There's one in particular that makes dog-safe nail polish, so it's non-toxic if they were licking it.
Thank you for listening. This episode of the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast was produced by iISM. If you like the show, please tell your friends and pets and subscribe. Until next time, pour the wine and ponder your next adventure. Hi, before you go, we have exciting news.
The Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast has teamed with a breakthrough technology
and added a new feature on our website
that's bound to elevate your podcast experience.
Here is where we need your help. Trying to remember something from an episode?
Don't worry.
Search for it, and we will find it for you. Have you ever thought you could just ask questions and chat about the episodes as if you were talking to me?
Well, now you can. That's right. Our episodes are now interactive, and they're waiting to have a conversation with you.
Jump into a chat with our podcast, and let's get the conversation started. Try it out, and tell us what you think.
Click on the banner at the top of the website, thebestwinepodcast.com, to try it.